Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, March 6th, 2024. It's also just 13 days until spring, or mud season if you're a Maine. Flocks of migratory birds have already been seen along the Penobscot River in the Winterport area. It won't be long until the daffodils start to pop up and then get covered by the inevitable early spring snow. But for those of us who have cabin fever, longer days and warm sunshine are on the way. And we set our clocks ahead this weekend. The state legislature is busy with a session scheduled to end next month, and there are several public hearings this week. If you're interested in any of the bills being discussed, you can always attend the hearings in person at the State House, but you can also listen to them live online. And you can participate by offering your own comments online at public hearings, but some of the committees do require you to let them know in advance that you intend to do that. The website for all the details on the bills and how to participate is legislature.maine.gov, and I'll give that again at the end of this report, but first I want to let you know about some of the bills that are having public hearings today. The Committee on Education and Cultural Affairs is having a public hearing today at 1, followed by a work session, and at work sessions you can still listen in, but you don't get to speak unless somebody on the committee has invited you to, but both of these topics would be of interest to many people in our area. The public hearing at 1 is on LD 2231, a resolve to promote access to education and workforce development by transferring ownership of the Hutchinson Center property in Belfast to the City of Belfast. That's sponsored by Senator Chip Curry of Waldo. That's to be followed at 1:15 by a work session, so apparently they don't expect too many people to participate in that public hearing if they're moving on to something else 15 minutes later, but they're usually a little bit flexible about those things. At 1:15, the work session is going to be on LD 2092, an act to equalize funding for the Maine Maritime Academy. The summary of the bill about the Hutchinson Center reads, quote, "This resolve directs the University of Maine system to convey to the City of Belfast the University of Maine's system's interest in the land and any buildings, including the building commonly known as University of Maine Hutchinson Center, located at 80 Belmont Avenue in Belfast. After the transfer of the property, the City of Belfast must ensure that it's used to provide access to education and workforce development for a minimum of 5 years. If you have any thoughts about that, you can listen to the public hearing and join in today at 1 o'clock, but be sure to check and make sure that they don't need you to let them know in advance if you're going to be testifying. Legislature.maine.gov. The summary of the Maine Maritime Academy bill that they'll be having a work session for is, quote, "This bill provides ongoing funds to increase the state share of operational funding to achieve parity with other public colleges and universities in the state that have enrollment within approximately 50% of Maine Maritime Academy enrollment." So if you have thoughts about that, it's too late to make a public comment at a hearing, but you can always write to your legislator if you'd like. And if you want to hear the discussion, you can listen in today online starting at about 1:15. Over in the Appropriations and Financial Affairs Committee, there will be a public hearing also at 1 o'clock this afternoon on an act to provide funding to rebuild infrastructure affected by extreme inland and coastal weather events. The summary of that bill is, quote, "This bill transfers $50 million from the Maine Budget Stabilization Fund to the Department of Transportation Infrastructure Adaptation Fund, other special revenue funds account for municipal, state, or regionally significant infrastructure adaptation, repair, and improvements that support public safety, protection of essential community assets, regional economic needs, and long-term infrastructure resiliency. Project types may include working waterfront infrastructure, culverts, stormwater systems, water systems upgrades, and other interventions that support reducing or eliminating climate impacts, especially coastal and inland flooding." So that's some of what's happening in Augusta today, what your representatives are up to. You can find all the details at legislature.maine.gov. That's it for today. If you have news you'd like to share, please email me at news@weru.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Thanks for listening to WERU and have a great day.